I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, you're about to get smarter in just a few minutes with Curiosity Daily from Curiosity.com. I'm Cody Goff.
And I'm Ashley Hamer. Today, you'll learn about whether it's a good idea to rub dirt on your wounds, how funny memes can help save endangered species, and how space travel changes the shape of astronauts' hearts.
Let's satisfy some curiosity.
If you ever scraped your knees playing sports as a child, you probably remember a coach or a parent telling you to rub some dirt on it. While they might not have meant it literally, it turns out that suggesting you rub dirt in a wound isn't actually the worst advice. Dirt has been used medicinally for thousands of years, and recent scientific evidence is beginning to show us why. While it shouldn't be your first choice for wound care, dirt does have properties that kill bacteria and clot blood. Evidence suggests that as early as 5,000 years ago, people were using clays, which are really just a special type of dirt, to heal wounds and stop fluxes from the body. Bleeding, basically. The 3,600-year-old Ebers Papyrus, which is the earliest known medical text, says something similar. That's because dry clay tends to act like a sponge, for one thing. So it's great at absorbing blood and protecting wounds. But it also turns out that certain types of clay have antibacterial properties. That's thanks to a particular group of metallic ions that bond themselves to the surfaces of clay particles. One study found that clays high in ions of copper, zinc, cobalt, nickel, and iron are effective at killing both E. coli and MRSA. Fair warning, though. Not all clays have this perfect concentration of antimicrobial ions, and some contain toxic metals like lead, mercury, and cadmium. So some clays can hurt more than they help. But clay isn't the only healing ingredient in dirt. Soil also contains a ton of minerals called silicates. There's recent evidence that these compounds can help stop bleeding. See, blood contains a protein called coagulation factor 7. This protein doesn't do much when a wound is clean, but when it's exposed to silicates, it sets off a chain reaction that speeds up blood clotting. The researchers behind that study think that because animals have a long history with dirt, they evolved to use its ingredients as a biological trigger to stop wounds from bleeding. The researchers stress that rubbing unsterilized soil into a bleeding wound carries a risk of infection, so you really shouldn't do it. So much for your coach's advice! But they do say that sterilized soil could be a valuable tool in remote places where medical supplies are hard to come by. So go ahead and rub some dirt in it, as long as it's sterilized.
If you saw a list of endangered species, how would you choose which ones to save? I won't actually make you do it, but I probably know how you would choose, because there's a lot of research showing that the animals that get the most conservation funding and public support are the big, beautiful, charismatic creatures. Think P22 the mountain lion out in Los Angeles, who we talked about in early April. And that leaves the, shall we say, less conventionally attractive species out in the cold. But a new study suggests a weird way to save these animals. One word, memes. Yes, funny memes can help people care about species that would otherwise be left behind. This study focused on the best ways to encourage people to invest in unpopular and unappealing endangered species. What kind of animal could be unappealing, you ask? Take, for instance, the proboscis monkey. Real talk, the proboscis monkey is pretty ugly. Look for it on your favorite search engine in case you haven't seen one in its native habitat on the island of Borneo in Southeast Asia. The monkey gets its name from its nose, which National Geographic calls fleshy and pendulous. Think Squidward from SpongeBob, and I'm not really exaggerating at all. Its eyes are positioned way up on its head, and its mouth opens into a tiny little O. It basically looks like an elderly man who's thinking really hard about his next chess move. So researchers in Poland had noticed that funny memes about this nosy primate had really taken off in Polish social media circles. It's hard to translate memes from one culture to another, much less through audio, but I'll give it a try. There's one meme with four creatures on it. There's a cute baby monkey, a buff gorilla, a scary-looking mandrill, and an ugly proboscis monkey. And there's a caption that reads, "The girl you like, her boyfriend, her father, you." Hilarious, right? Well, the researchers wondered how this rise in proboscis monkey memes related to people's interest in saving the animal. So the researchers did some analysis of proboscis monkey memes, crowdfunding campaigns for the benefit of the species, and more traditional conservation efforts. And they found that the more people created funny memes about the monkey, the more its popularity increased. And in some cases, the silly proboscis monkey memes got the same amount of interest as cute memes of other endangered animals posted by the World Wildlife Fund. After about a year of internet popularity, traditional media started reporting on conservation efforts for the species too. Researchers say the popularity of the proboscis monkey comes down in part to the mere exposure effect, where repeated exposure to something ends up making that thing more attractive. But the results also show the power of storytelling and humor. In the future, the researchers say conservation programs should focus on making high-quality photos and animations of unappealing species more available online so they can be more easily memed. Overall, it's important to not underestimate the impact of social media. What this study shows is that memes are powerful.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Here's something you should know if you're hoping to go to space someday. Space travel changes the shape of astronauts' hearts. Yes, a NASA study found that time in space makes astronauts' hearts more spherical. Don't tune out if you plan on spending your life here on Earth, though. This research has some benefits for our hearts, too. Now, obviously, being an astronaut still comes with plenty of perks. There's the weightlessness, those awesome views, and never having to worry about tripping over your shoelaces. But it has its downsides, including the fact that microgravity is really bad for the human body. And this NASA study found that microgravity makes our hearts lazier. Gym buffs know that you lose muscle mass when you don't work out regularly. Same goes for a heart and microgravity. When your blood isn't being pulled down by Earth's gravity, the heart doesn't have to work as hard, and it loses muscle mass. For the study, 12 astronauts learned how to do ultrasounds so they could take images of their hearts before, during, and after space travel. The researchers found that in as little as 2 weeks in microgravity, their hearts became 9.4% more spherical. Luckily, their hearts returned to their normal shapes once they were back on Earth. But the effects that a longer spaceflight could have are anyone's guess. There is a silver lining in all this. The study not only tested what microgravity does to hearts in space, it also tested sophisticated mathematical models that the researchers had developed to predict what the hearts might do. The final results matched what their models had predicted, which might mean that they could predict what other more earthly elements like stress might do to the hearts of regular people. That means that the astronauts' heart images could eventually help scientists learn more about cardiac conditions that affect people on this planet. Not so out of this world after all. All right, let's do a quick recap of what we learned today.
Well, dirt, it turns out, is actually good at absorbing blood and protecting wounds. Plus, it has antibacterial properties. But I mean, you probably want sterilized dirt. You don't want to just, like, pot a plant in an open wound.
I'm sure the internet has instructions on how to sterilize dirt. You probably just, what, you put over a campfire? Real hot? I don't know. And we learned that funny memes can help people care about otherwise unpopular, kind of ugly animals. Thanks in part to the fact that the more you're exposed to something, the less ugly it looks. And I want to say that while editing this script, I found myself in a rabbit hole of Polish proboscis monkey Facebook groups. There are so many of them. And some of them right now are selling like pandemic masks that have a proboscis monkey nose on them. So you can look like a proboscis monkey. It's so cute. But otherwise, all of the I kept trying to use Google Translate to read what the memes said. And they didn't seem funny at all to me because, you know, I'm in a completely different culture and I have no idea what they're referencing.
Wow.
But it was pretty amazing.
That's incredible.
If you go to the show notes, we have a link to the meme that we described with the you're the girl you like, blah, blah, blah. And that's in one of these Facebook groups I'm talking about. If you want to do your own searching.
Yeah, there's a fun rabbit hole to go down. And we also learned that space travel changes the shape of astronauts' hearts because hearts have to work less hard in space, so they lose muscle mass. Fortunately, they go back to normal after coming back to Earth.
Who would have thought that having a spherical heart is bad for your health?
Not me, that's for sure.
Learn something new all the time on this show.
You certainly do. Today's stories were written by Cameron Duke, Kelsey Donk, and Haley Ottman, and edited by Ashley Hamer, who's the managing editor for Curiosity Daily.
Script writing was by Cody Goff and Sonia Hodgin. Curiosity Daily is produced and edited by Cody Goff.
Join us again tomorrow to learn something new in just a few minutes.
And until then, stay curious.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.